Hi, my name is Vladimir Joanovic, and I'm a program manager on the Application Insight team here at Microsoft. And today, I'm here to talk to you about application insights and how you can ensure your applications are available and really reduce the mean time to detect problems in your applications. Now, let's dive into availability. Within a Visual Studio account, in the Application Insights node, under the Availability tab, I have all of my synthetic monitors that are monitoring the availability of my application. I have the view for the last 24 hours for this application on this page here, where I can see all of my simple URL tests as well as my VS web tests that are running end-to-end transactions against my site. It looks like there's a few issues that happened over the last 24 hours, and I can easily swipe in to a particular point of view to look at a set of problems. I can switch to different tests, like my homepage test here, where I'm automatically selecting the same window of time. I can change it to a different time and investigate why failures happened. Every green dot is the successful transaction, and every red dot shows a particular failure. I also, on this view, see different deployments that have happened in my application, so I can see what they had, if they had an effect on my availability. Now, to get started with availability monitoring for your application, you will see a view similar to this. Choose your application from this drop-down and create a URL by typing in the URL here or copying the URL for your application. Click Create and just wait for data to return. Now, as we're waiting for data to appear, this may take about 5 to 10 minutes for the first few data sets to appear, and they will show up in the most recent time period on the graph over here. But while I'm waiting for that, let's take a look at this test in more detail. If I click the Edit button, I can see the set of locations that I can run this test on. By default, this first URL test is only running from one location, and the alerting criteria isn't selected. The test frequency is set to every 5 minutes. I can configure this test to do an HTTP status code, a different content match, and I can choose to create an alert if more than two locations are selected. So if I choose a few more locations here, and if more than two locations or two locations fail in the past 5 minutes, I can choose to send an email to someone at Microsoft.com. The next thing I can do is I can not only create a simple URL test, but I can also launch and upload a more complicated multi-step web test. And in this configuration, UI looks very similar. I can choose from, in your case, you'll be able to choose from 16 different production points of presence around the world. I can name the synthetic monitor, complicated test. These tests can be the same test that you're using for a load test or during your development environment for developing and choosing different tests that you're running. I can choose my web test folder, and I can upload a more complicated test that goes against our FAQ on this website. I can choose a few locations to run this in and click OK. And that's it. Okay, now after around 15 minutes of the test that we created, you can see that there is some data showing up over here on the right-hand side. It looks like one of my tests are failing, and I did start off with an overall availability of 100%. I can swipe over to the right to drill into these views, and if I click on a particular test, I will see the different dots for every particular test execution. I can drill into these to look at the test results. Thank you very much for watching today. Application Insights helps you understand when your applications are not available and helps you reduce the mean time to detect. To get started with Application Insights, log into your Visual Studio online account and click on the Application Insights tile. We look forward to your feedback.